I thought another good week for us out here on the field today. I was glad that you guys got to see some of the situation work we did. And I was also hopeful that you saw some of the tackling drills that we did. We tried to incorporate, you know, some offense against defense, some leverage-based stuff. So that's an example of, like, how you can work tackling without working tackling. And so we tried to put as many guys at the ball carrier as we could and also put different guys on the defending, on the defensive side, tight ends, running backs. So from the special team side, they certainly get a big push on that. I feel like our speed is there, you know, and that's what this type of, you know, this time of year is for, to see that speed. There's some restrictions we have, but finishing in speed, no restrictions on that, which makes me happy. So I was glad to see that, a lot of situations today. I'm anxious to see the new guys coming along. This is their second week, another week of installs for them, and see how they respond. They did well with three of them, and now this week comes four, five, six, another layer on there, and I'm hopeful they'll respond in that same way. They've got some good mentors to look up to. So glad to open up to you guys, and regards to the team and practice what you saw today.
Yeah, Coach, how did the 7-on-7 go? And it looked like y'all were doing a little slow down, 2 minutes there.
Yeah, at the end, the 7-on-7, it looked like the ball was really alive today, and the defensive guys had worked in some new coverages and new schemes they wanted to. And so that was good to see. And then at the end, today we worked 2 minutes at the end of the half and made it really short and real specific. Could there be, you know, an inbounds play where you had to clock it fast? Could there be where you had to work the sideline? And it was good to have Matt, you know, out there kicking today. So we tried to incorporate just the last little bit, led the last 30 seconds, 20 seconds to work the situations.
Coach, Matt talked about Calvin Ridley. You mentioned the young guys. What are you seeing so far with him? What do you like what you've seen so far?
Sure. I think, one, I like the interaction between the quarterbacks and the receivers so far. You see whether it's Matt Ryan or Matt Schaub grabbing a guy, Calvin included, and talking about a depth of a route. So that was part of our, you know, communication we were hoping to get, you know, player to player this spring. I'd say probably the thing that that certainly jumps out is his ability to get off the line of scrimmage. It's his ability to, you know, create separation on a defender and go. So this time of year, you don't see, you know, a good bit of bump and run, but you do see guys playing at the line of scrimmage. So I'd say those are the things I've seen. He's got a very high football IQ for sure. We've thrown a lot at him. He's able to handle that.
And you mentioned the tackling, you know, and the new rule and stuff like
right.
that. We haven't heard from you a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit your thoughts just on
sure.
that rule?
I think, well, number one, I've been a big proponent of, you know, like a leverage-based shoulder tackling, you know, technique for a long time. And it's, so it's something in our program that we really try to teach hard. For you guys to understand it better, you know, I think the main thing is, when is the helmet used to initiate contact? And you can say, well, Dan, that's unusual. It could be like, a center and a nose tackle. Like, that's not really where the rule is. It's more when there's time and space and an offensive player or a defensive player has a decision that they can put their head to the side and use their shoulder. So we teach that anyway, but in the heat of it, you've seen some examples where we haven't done that as well as we want. So it's gonna take a hell of a lot of teaching, you know, and continued work on that. But for us, I feel like it's our responsibility to teach it the best. And then hopefully, you know, it just kind of goes all the way through the country in terms of the way we tackle. I don't think we're gonna see like all the way down to Pop Warner from here in like 1 month's time, like, okay, everything looks good. But I do think that you're going to see real improvement, you know, in tackling and the technique of it.
Is that the old technical, they used to call it spearing.
Yes, spearing, ram, butt, and spear. You remember
okay.
it.
Yeah.
And so that had been in the book for a while, Led,
right. uh-huh.
but it just wasn't called in that way. So if you were to kind of do yourself into your old Milwaukee days and throwback to say, ram, butter, spear, that's always been in the book, but we didn't really talk about it in those terms. So now we're going to say that's kind of taken the place if you lead with the head to initiate contact. Sometimes you'll see a defender, they're not talking about the one where a guy is, can't make a decision and there's contact right at the very end. It's when there's space and time to where you can make a decision to use, you know, your shoulder. And it's the same thing for, could be a blocker. You know, think of like a fullback onto a safety or a linebacker. Okay, he's full head of steam, and where is he going to put that helmet?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to really, you know, emphasize how we teach it and get to that leverage.
What about when a guy is kind of wrapped up and then that second and third defender comes in to try to get the ball? Do you see that as a potential problem area?
I do. Not necessarily a problem area, but I think that's where one of the biggest hits last year, you know, took place, where when a guy was held up, if that contact that happened with the shoulder, onto a body part or going after the football, I think that would have been seen a lot differently than using the helmet as a weapon. And that's really the thing that we just want to make sure as coaches that we're going to try our best to get that out of the game, because that's in no way why it was designed or how we're coaching it. So we're going to work like hell to keep, you know, teaching the guys and show good examples and ones that, hey, this part has to leave. And I think most of the time when we showed the bad examples, players, coaches, everybody agreed, yeah, that hit needs to go away.
What kind of offseason has Tevin Coleman had, and what type of jump are you seeing
that? Right. We've tried really to get as involved with our running backs, you know, in the pass game as well. So I thought he made a big jump last year with Keith Carter's work in his pass protection. Assignment-wise, details, that was a big jump for him. And so that part really came to life. So now we want to make sure that we're really featuring him and Devontae in as many ways as we can. So splitting them outside, leaving them in the backfield, the amount of catches and really touches that we can get for those guys, we know how explosive they are. Sure, he's progressing well. And I think I gave a little bit of a report on some of the guys who've been banged up over the last couple weeks who've really came through. And I think Justin Hardy is another one that has really put the work in. Andy Levitre and Tack, I would say, are three. Although they can't participate fully with the guys like they would like to, I can't comment enough on the work they've put in inside with the training staff. So I've been very pleased, you know, with those guys, and I anticipate them almost being ready now. And so we're going to try and do the individual work, but I really see very few limitations for those guys heading into training camp.
So they're all ready?
Mini camp?
No, I wouldn't think that. They'll be kind of on the same plan over the next 2 weeks. So I know mini camp has a bigger sound, but really it's almost like for most of us as coaches, like another three OTAs, because the guidelines are the same as an OTA guideline. So the time is a little bit longer, so we get some more meeting times. But as far as the on-field practice work, it's in the same exact tempo as what you witnessed today.
What about him?
You can go ahead.
First of all. No, I was going to. Okay. You mentioned one that has to use this kind of build relationship. That's kind of what all of this is about. You guys kind of
right.
Keeping that camaraderie. And that's such a big thing that you do. Has Julio not being here been any hindrance to that, what you want to build, use this time for? And I guess, you know, I know you've been asked about a lot, but just is it a distraction that you kind of, you know, that's who everybody's paying attention to?
Yeah.
The one guy who's not here as opposed to everybody else who is here.
I recognize on your view that is, but for the guys that are here, you know, they're really busting it for their assignment, their technique, their stuff. So the guys who are really close to him, obviously they keep up. It's not like, you know, they don't hang out and talk on the phone and do stuff together. So they may not be spending the amount of time here in the building that they normally do. It doesn't mean they don't spend time away from here. So, yeah, no issues on our end. I know he's working really hard, and, you know, I've had contact with him, obviously. So we can't wait to get him back, but here and with the guys. But he's really putting good work in, and I think we'll see the results of that work, you know, hopefully soon.
And you said I think I've read that he will be here for minicamp.
Yes.
Told you
yep.
That.
Yep.
Coach, how has Brandon Fusco integrated so far with the offensive line, and what have you seen from him?
Well, number one, I think you see it from a pass protection standpoint. It's always hard to evaluate, not hard, but it's as challenging to evaluate offensive linemen during this time because they don't really dig in. But I think what we do see is the size and the pass protection. He really was able to get the calls down quickly. I was especially pleased with the way the other teammates, you know, have really kind of brought him along, and he made the comment he was part of the group text with the offensive line. He hadn't met one of the players yet, but he felt like that was one of his best friends, you know, amount of contact that they've had together. So like most offensive linemen, you know, he's really fit in well with the group, you know, right off the bat.
Coach, I got this.
Go ahead.
This is the first time we've heard from you since the new national anthem policy.
Was sure.
Just, what was your reaction to that?
Well, first off, last November, we decided that we would, in the offseason, form a committee and really try to take head-on some of the issues. And so that's really where our focus has been over the last 7 weeks. We've been part of an offseason program that has kind of done different projects along the way. And we'll give you an update on that in a couple of weeks. We're real proud of the work that the guys, you know, have been a part of over these last 7 weeks. We got two more, you know, things that we're doing, and then we'll kind of give you an update at the end. But more than anything, for us, we knew we wanted to take on the issues and take on, you know, some action for that. And that part has been real rewarding. I'm real proud of the guys and the work they put in to try and make a difference by, you know, taking on some of the issues. And we know some of them aren't going to be solved overnight, But if we can make some small changes, then that's our part, especially here in our community and here in Atlanta.
There have been some players that have voiced some concern about this new policy. Have any players come to you?
You know, the main thing we talked about was as this committee and what we've done this offseason is, you know, each week we give a report on the, you know, the topic that we discovered and what that issue may have been that we were trying to work on. And so that's where really our focus has been this offseason. And like I said, I'm looking forward to you guys getting a chance to visit with the guys at minicamp about the topics that that we took on as a team.
Who are some of the committee members? Was one of the things to the veterans homeless shelter a couple of
times? That was not particular one of this specific program. A number of what we've done have, you know, resulted around, you know, police and teens. And so we'll have some good updates for you in a couple weeks. But past that, it's been an excellent offseason. You know, it really has. I've been pleased with the work that the guys have put in. And so we got two more this week to put in and more installs, more situations to go through. But it's been an excellent class of rookies, and they're really putting the work in. We're fortunate we got some good mentors for them to help them along the way. Hey, man, this is how we do things. This is what we expect from you at practice. And it's kind of like, you know, they don't have a long landing strip to go on. It's more like, land on this aircraft carrier in, you know, in the next 3 weeks, and how much can you get done? So we really try to give them as much information as we can during that time, and I've been pleased with the results so far.
Has Julio, given their Alabama ties, has he had any chance to mentor Calvin? I mean, I know he's not here, but
before, you know, here, yeah, so, yeah, there are ways to communicate, and so you know, that's certainly a relationship that's. I guess the good news was that they already had a relationship, you know, prior to Cal being here. So Julio's one of the best teammates, you know, that I've been around. And so I know that he is mentoring already in his own way. So that's a good thing.
Last question.
Coach, watching D-line drills, Terrell McClain, his big clubs were knocking those bags to the side.
I hope so.
Much easier than, it seemed more so than any of the other guys. What's his impact going to be?
Well, one of the nice parts about a T-Mac, you know, he's got real familiarity playing in a four down front. And so he's got versatility in Washington. He was part of a three-man front. And so for him to get back into a four-man front, that's really where his comfort zone lies. But what I've been most impressed on him, he's got very good, you know, football smarts, knowledge. He is really strong. You know, you saw that right away in the weight room. So from a conditioning standpoint, he's putting the work in. You can tell he's a real pro. And a guy who certainly fits in well with our group. You can see a, you know, good connection with him and Grady so far. And that's important, teammate to teammate, you know, as we're going. So we're real glad he's here and part of our brotherhood.